Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here on the Facebook Franchise Podcast. I'm joined once again by Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Good afternoon, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Jack. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm dying to hear some of your updates that you learned from Facebook's recent F8 event. Folks, Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager. We bring you a new tip each week directly from Facebook to make your franchise system's ads run more efficiently and reach more franchise candidates and consumers in the most influential space on Earth. Mike, I think everybody in our audience is familiar with F8. Give us a little background on what it is and what Facebook is typically sharing, and then we can get into what some of the new updates are.
Yeah, so it's really more of their developer conference. If you're an Apple nerd like I am, it's very similar to Apple's worldwide developer conference, right? Where they're sharing all of the new tech and all of the new updates, and every now and then you'll get a new product mixed in. For those who remember that's the conference where, Steve Jobs had his first one more thing moment and pulled out the new iPod for the first time, right? So this is like Facebook's version of that. All those Silicon Valley companies do those kinds of things now. Google has one, Facebook has one, Apple has one. Everybody kind of follows that trend now. And so this is just Facebook's version of that. And there's a lot of really good information that they share. Some that's specific to developers, and there's a couple of things that we'll talk about today that are in line with that. But I think it's helpful for brands to know what's coming and what should be available from their partners. But then there's also other updates to, just how the platform works, some new features that are coming out, and different things like that we'll talk about too.
Okay, great. Let's dive into it. What's sort of the hottest news or the biggest story that you've seen coming out of F8 so far?
Yeah. So I think, to me anyways, the biggest thing that I took away is Facebook, some of you guys may have experienced this, but Facebook rolled out a new product over the last probably maybe 8 months, maybe 12, called Facebook Business Suite. So if you don't have Facebook Business Manager and you've tried to go to business.facebook.com but never signed up for the old school version of Business Manager, you probably got taken into Facebook Business Suite without realizing you were there. But essentially, it's going to become the new version of here's how I manage all of my Facebook things, right? But it's more designed for almost a franchisee or a single location business. That's where they'll manage their individual business stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you'll still have kind of that traditional business manager for a franchisor where they're dealing with hundreds of assets or whatever that may be. But they're getting ready to roll out a new feature within Business Suite where you can actually see all of the business apps that are available within Facebook. So right now, that is unless you know the app and know the name or know the app ID and you're intentionally connecting it, there's not a database somewhere where you could go and be man, I'd really wish my Facebook page could do this thing. Let me go find an app that does that, right? There's not really anything that exists like that now, but Facebook is building that. So if you say man, I'd really like to offer coupons on my Facebook page, I wonder if there's an app that lets me push coupons to Facebook. You can search through this database of apps and Facebook's going to give you all these different options to do different things and pull different information. Maybe you're looking for a stat reporting platform and you don't want to, have to log into Facebook Insights. You can search for business tools that exist through third-party apps that just have Facebook reporting. And
those are all going to be apps that Facebook obviously has approved of and maybe suggests. And it's one more way to not let people go out into the wild searching for things, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Facebook already regulates, what's on their platform and what's not, what businesses can connect to their platform and what can't. So that's already locked down. But I mean, it's basically going to be a miniature, app store but specifically for business services that you may want to take advantage of. So some of the ones that come to mind is let's say you're a, a salon or a spa and you want to take appointments, you can integrate from that, like Appointee, where, you know, you can integrate your back end appointment system and all that stuff right on Facebook. And so like, there's all kinds of cool apps like that that are out there that a lot of people just don't know about. And so there's all kinds of cool things. So, so I thought that was a pretty cool highlight that I think is going to really be helpful to people that, you know, maybe they've dabbled into Facebook, they know how to post, they probably know how to run ads or whatever, but they're not really using a lot of the tools out there that exist to get the most out of their page when they do get a customer to leave the newsfeed and come to their actual Facebook page. And it's another thing, you know, we talked, gosh, it's probably been a year ago now, Jack, about how, you know, Facebook is trying to recreate the web experience where people really don't even have to go to your website anymore.
Right. I was just going to say, if I can make an appointment there, what do I need to go to a website for? Right.
Yeah. And that's kind of the, I think, you know, this is an extension of that is the more tools that they can make available. And I think it makes it easier for the little guy to be able to do a lot of the things that these monster companies have the ability to do because they've custom coded something or, you know, they've spent, you know, however much money on some custom piece of software that just happens to integrate with Facebook too. It gives them those kinds of tools, but they don't have to have, you know, a developer that wants to charge them God knows what to build it in, build that custom integration. They can do it right from the apps they're already probably using. So I thought that was a pretty cool highlight and one of the big things that that I thought would be very useful for a lot of businesses.
Yeah, I love that. Anything else coming out of F8 that caught your eye or maybe some things that they've planted the seed for that might come out down the road?
Yeah. So I would say, you know, one thing that's going to be fairly immediate and it's been, you know, hinted at and probably expected for a while, but they did release the API for Messenger for Instagram. So, you know, used to Instagram messaging, direct messaging on Instagram was not super easy to get to, especially at scale. So that's one piece that is rolled out. So that's pretty exciting. But the other big one I think that caught my eye is the WhatsApp business API. So, you know, is Google has kind of expanded that, you know, ask a question through Google My Business kind of platform that they rolled out. WhatsApp Business is kind of Facebook's answer to that. And so they've really built a good private communication, business to consumer, direct questions. And now that there's an API, you're probably going to start seeing that built into a lot of different apps where you can have those real-time conversations. And if Google finishes, you know, their version of this API for Google My Business, I think, you know, that's probably going to become a new company that we see within franchising, maybe even is, you know, real-time conversation, somebody that builds a platform that's very skilled or very efficient in being able to have real-time conversations with people through some of these third-party platforms. You know, I think we saw the rise of that with like chatbots on a website, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But because these are so specific, I mean, you can still use some of the AI, some of the bots and things like that, but having those real-time conversations with those non-FAQ'd questions, I think it's going to be a real important business piece to keep up with, right? I mean, if I've got customers that are interested enough that they've opened an app and directly communicated with my business, you know, that's a salesperson's dream, right?
Right.
I think that you know, we're eventually going to see the rise of companies within franchising that allow you to do some of those responses at scale. And you're probably going to start seeing franchises have people in their offices, probably starting at a corporate level, but maybe even people training franchisees on how to handle some of this technology, but being sitting there and responding to people all day. I mean, because you start talking about businesses that have 20, 30, 50, 100, 200, 500,000 locations, there's a lot of people that have a lot of questions and you're going to need somebody that can respond. And so, so if you're not on WhatsApp, you better get there. If you haven't enabled, you know, the chat feature on Google My Business, you better do it. You know, we did it for a couple of other businesses and things, and man, we get stuff all the time.
Sure.
And so I could imagine that a B2C kind of organization, there's probably a lot more questions coming in that way. So
Well, even think about the B2B possibilities here with franchise development conversations with candidates. Sure. I mean, obviously not as many conversations as a big system will have with 200 locations and all of their customers, but those could be some very valuable inquiries that come in via WhatsApp in the very near future.
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts to eliminate the need for like, hey, fill out this information on our landing page or this Facebook lead form. If they are doing, you know, I can't remember the exact stat, and I'm not even going to try to quote it, but it's, you know, so much percentage of the research is done before a person will ever reach out to a business now, right?
Yeah, and that's only growing too.
And it's only growing, right? Well, this is that first communication tool where it's like, okay, I did my research, I dug in. Now, rather than getting put in some, you know, email drip and, you know, getting 15 phone calls a week from 15 different franchises because I signed up for a portal or whatever, I'm just going to WhatsApp the business or go to Google My Business and ask a direct question of the business about their franchising model. And if I'm comfortable at that point, I can give them my information. And if not, then, you know, it's not like I'm going to get spammed or bombarded with calls and emails and Facebook ads and all the other things that all these franchises are doing now. Right. So, I think there's endless application there as well.
And I like what you said about it maybe replacing the FAQ page, because apparently I only ask questions that are not frequently asked because I can never find what I'm looking for on anybody's FAQ page. So, you know, having it a little bit more responsive, I think is going to be a lot more beneficial. Before we go, a couple of quick notes. First of all, congratulations and a hat tip to a friend of this podcast, Matt Haller, who has now been named the president and CEO of the International Franchise Association. Congratulations, Matt, and congratulations, IFA. And lastly, be sure to join us August 31st through September 3rd at Caesars Palace in Vegas for the 20th annual Multi-Unit Franchising Conference. The 2021 MUFC is a must-attend event for multi-unit and multi-brand franchisees looking to build their businesses to achieve their growth goals. Great keynotes this year include Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank and astronaut Captain Scott Kelly. Get more information at multiunitfranchisingconference.com. And be back with us every Monday when we talk about what's new for franchises from Facebook. Until then, you can reach us at socialjoey.com. Thanks for listening to the Facebook Franchise Podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.